You're listening to SBS News.
This weekend, Prime Minister Scott Morrison will participate in the first ever quadrilateral security dialogue, known as the Quad Alliance, made up of America, India, Japan, and Australia. The high-level summit will take place virtually, with Mr. Morrison joining US President Joe Biden, Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi, and Japanese Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga. Mr. Morrison says the meeting of the Quad was one of the first matters he discussed with President Joe Biden following his inauguration in January.
To see the Quad now move to a whole new level, something Australia has been championing for many years now, and particularly under my Prime Ministership, this has been a key focus, that we could get the Quad leaders meeting together. It was one of the first things, the first thing I should say, I discussed with President Biden, and I was so pleased that the new administration were also so enthusiastic about this program and that President Biden is taking this to another level.
The informal forum was founded in 2007, aimed at uniting key maritime democracies in the Indo-Pacific region, but had previously only met at the foreign minister level. Mr. Morrison says the summit is vital in helping achieve an economic and military power balance in the Indo-Pacific region amid China's burgeoning power.
The Indo-Pacific is our world. This is where Australia lives, and our security, our peace and stability that all Australians rely on for their freedom and for them being able to live their lives in the way that they wish to in a liberal democracy such as Australia. That depends on the peace and stability of our region.
While all four nations deny the Quad is a formal security alliance, saying it's rather a group of like-minded countries aiming to maintain common rules in the region, it has been spurred into greater action by China's fast rise and the need to confront strategic challenges presented by Beijing. For Australia, its trade relations with China, its largest two-way trading partner, have been strained. Chinese authorities have placed tariffs on Australian coal, barley, and wine, in what has been viewed as retaliation to Australia's support for an independent inquiry into the origins of the coronavirus. For the Biden administration, the Australian Strategic Policy Institute's Michael Shoebridge says China's growing power has been a concern from day one.
The Indo-Pacific is key for the US economically, politically, and strategically. So it's not just a stereotypical thing to say the US is a Pacific power. Its economy is deeply entwined, but really the implications of China's growing assertiveness and economic and military power are so grave that it's got Biden's attention from the time he's turned up in the White House.
But Australian opposition treasurer Jim Chalmers says Quad talks must not focus solely on China.
There are issues to be discussed here which go beyond the rise of China. There are issues to be discussed here around our response to the pandemic, the future of our region more broadly, how we seize the economic opportunities in particular, how we cooperate on defence and other matters.
The Biden administration has also placed a climate crisis at the top of the agenda for this weekend's talks. Sonia Lal, SBS News.